For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Cindy Burgess Gerson, what an amazing person. Jason, our gay son, Andrews.
Just saying. Okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Christy Dougherty, the OG Prime Supreme.
And our super-duper premium sponsor, Kelly Grant, the most gorgeous girl in Texas. We love you. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast and TrashTalkTV.com, and here I am with the gorgeous, talented, lovely, and newly located Ben Mantelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banta Blender. Hello, Bean. Oh.
Hello. I hope everyone's enjoying the new ambient sounds of my neighborhood that are coming through the window. I had to keep the window open a little bit because it was very hot in this room.
Yeah, we're in that time of year where it's like 100 degrees and then 50 degrees and then 100 degrees and then 50 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Make up mm-hmm. your mind, Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Everybody, we are so happy to be here with Below Deck. Last week was our Below Deck musical. But do not worry, this week is not. This is just
regular Below Deck. Last week was not planned. Last week just sort of turned into a musical.
Yeah. I told my friend, listen to Below Deck the musical, and she was like, you guys actually wrote a musical? And I was like, no, it's me and Ben. Of course not.
Well, I liked how it all happened because it started because we were talking about the opening theme song, which I actually tried to sing again when I was watching it. I was like, and I was like, I can't sing it. I can't hum it or sing it. It's unsingable. But we talked about it last week, and that got the musical juices going, especially because we had seen Little Shop of Horrors earlier in the week. Harris. And then it was sort of like halfway through the episode, we just started singing. And then by the end, we were every single line of the recap, we were just singing it. The songs didn't even make sense. They didn't even have a tune. They were all sort of the same tune. And
a lot of musicals. You know, I've listened to tons of musicals and seen tons of musicals, and especially a lot of the new ones. They're like, why bother making a song? They're just then I got something off a kitchen counter, and then I went to the store. I'm like, what? That doesn't, what?
You it was very Sondheim. Like,
yeah.
It was very Sondheim. It was very like, must clean the yacht, into the yacht. You know, like...
But I do still want Baker to do every scene, like just sliding by on the deck going, whoa! That's been in my memory all week.
I would love to actually do Below Deck the musical as a proper production here in Hollywood. One of these little black boxes here in Hollywood, like where He's Not Good performed earlier this year. That's I would like to do that someday.
Well, but for the we'll site, work, I've always made these little videos like Big Brother in 2 Minutes or Survivor, or I used to do Housewives redubs and stuff like that. And I haven't been making videos because we've been so busy with this. But also, I just want a new idea, and I've really been wanting to do musical video recaps of these shows. Yeah. But man, music is hard, y'all. It is hard.
It is hard, and I don't know how to compose music. I feel like I could come up with, like, if we want to like tie this into Bravo, I would be one of those people on Platinum Hit who doesn't know how to read music, doesn't play an instrument, but I feel like I'd be able to write a song. But I just don't. I would need someone who knows how actually to compose it and do it. And you know how to do that, right? So I feel like between the two of us, we could really make a really hilarious musical.
Well, I don't play anything well. That's the problem. Like, I can compose it, but I do like a cappella loop layers. That's a hobby, and we don't need that. And
Do you think Walter would compose for us? Like, if we would come up with the songs, he would like work it out. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if we have like a world class music producer?
If he just started playing and let us improvise over it, I would love that. And that's all the work it needs.
Could you even imagine if our Below Deck the Musical was it was like written by Ronnie Caron, Ben Mandelker, and also the same producer as Barbara Streisand?
Well, we're going to be at his wedding. Let's just get him really drunk.
We'll pitch it.
And let's Let's take a piece of paper to sign, because you can even sign a napkin and it still kind of counts in court. I watched Judge Judy.
Yeah. What if Barbara Streisand's at the wedding? I just realized, what if she's there?
Oh my God, she will not be there.
She will not be there. No, she won't be.
She's probably terrified of Katie. Wouldn't you be? Katie would be like, hey, Barbara Streisand, hated your movie. Like, Katie has no fear.
She really doesn't. That's why she's having this crazy wedding with like 1 month notice. And we're going.
So excited.
She says jump, we say how high.
Yeah.
So let's go back to Below Deck, where we left off last week. There was some very serious shoe drama happening, or foot drama, because everyone had gotten drunk and Nico's brother was there, and they came back on the boat and he just like, hey, whoa, our feet are dirty, so hey, you guys mind? I'm like, oh, maybe you want to like wash off your feet a little bit. And Nico's like, no, you're such a dick. Why would I ever want to wash my feet? Gosh,
congratulations. And they put subtitles with it spelled wrong. He's like, if my feet are dirty, why don't you clean them, huh? Why don't you clean them,
And Nietzsche's like, what an asshole. And then I was like, will Nico and his brother actually ever wash their feet? And then it was like, you just see Nico's brother wiping his foot with like a paper towel. It's like, well, then I guess we got the answer to that question, a very important question.
And Josh is like, oh, I guess I'll wash my foot with a paper towel so you don't have to clean it. You can hear my sarcasm, right? I'm like, okay, you guys just need to go to bed.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the production meeting? They're like, okay, guys, episode 10 starts with the foot drama, okay?
Yeah. We're going to resolve that foot cliffhanger. We don't want to draw it out, so let's just resolve it in the first 5 seconds. He does clean his foot. Yes, he does.
Can we get an establishing shot of the paper towels? Is that possible? Do we have anything on B-roll?
Should we have Josh stay the night and really just like have a continued dirty foot problem for the next day? No, let's just like have him leave like immediately after. So we are going to set up the fact that Nico's brother is there, and this could be an ongoing problem that's going to build and build and build, and the foot, the dirty feet is just the tip of the iceberg. Nah, let's just like have it like resolve at the dirty feet and just like then send him off. Oh, okay, sure.
By the time Watch What Crappens get it, they'll do it for 10 minutes anyway. It'll seem longer.
But of note that when Nico finally got into his bed, even on the infrared camera, his feet were like, it's like he had walked through sewage.
Yeah.
They were dirty.
Yeah. Well, look, that's why they made a Swiffer. Okay. You guys are walking around barefoot or in your flip flops. It'll be okay, everybody. So the next morning, Kate's like, Brianna, will you see how much Coke we have? And I was like, finally, they're going to get this party started. And EJ's like, I'm on wit's end with this guy.
Okay. Yeah, EJ, it's and by the way, we should also mention it's windy. So EJ goes up to see Captain Lee, and he's like, Captain Lee is very distraught because it's windy and choppy. And he's like, well, the worst thing you can have happen is that you can't get off the dock. That's the worst thing. I guess the yacht sinking and everyone dying would be terrible. But also getting stuck at the dock. Terrible.
The forecast is 39 to 40 knots. God damn it. Right? I'm up to 99. God damn it. So if I go above 100, we're really screwed.
So EJ is like, Captain, hey, cool beans, numbnuts. Remember when I said I had that other boat in Fort Lauderdale? And he's like, now? Well, I have another boat, so I'm going to go.
Wow, a guy who says Fort Lauderdale. That's really youthful. It's going to be sad to lose him, huh?
I defended EJ all these weeks, but Fort Lauderdale, it's the straw that broke the camel's back.
And just so we know how windy it is, let's get a shot of Baker. She's like, ooh, Lord is blowing. So Baker's like, hey, EJ, had to work out last night. I dreamt about cleaning my feet, huh? It's like, sorry, it's the yachty in me. You know, I'm real worried about the deck. And her hat falls off. I'm like, I love this couple. Get married immediately, please.
Yeah.
Wow.
So- So then it's time for the primary meeting. So it's like the usual primary meeting gang is there. And we have Jason and Michaela are going to be the primaries. But the real star of this charter is going to be Eden Alpert, who owns a restaurant here in Los Angeles that I have never heard of. It's like apparently it's a jazz club that's up in Bel Air. Like,
wait,
it's up
what's
near
it called?
Mall.
What's it called?
It's called Vibrato Jazz Club.
Ooh,
which
I
is
don't
not
know.
To. It's not to take away that I'm sure it's a perfectly fine restaurant, but it's just quote. It's, you know, it's funny considering the way she carries on the rest of the episode. It's like, I haven't seen you getting written up in Eater LA, and I read that shit, okay?
Well, I was worried because last year the internet blew up with some sexual harassment stuff with Jen, and this time their name is Jason Swang, which, you know, swingers, and then they're going to be playing something like he's a relative of Herb Alpert. Who made the album Whipped
Eden
Cream?
Is. Yeah, oh, yeah. Eden is. She's, I think, the daughter of Herb Alpert, who runs this club.
Which is an extremely sexy album, guys. I still listen to it. Okay.
Whoa. So she owns a restaurant, and they all want lavish meals, and they want to be impressed. Which is too bad because they've got Matt, who makes Caesar salads and pairs tequila with eggplant parmesan. So.
Yeah, and poor Matt's getting sad towards the end of the tour. Yeah. He's like, I'm used to long charters, you know? You build a relationship with people. They see those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches coming, and they're like, thanks, Matt, instead of complaining, you know?
Yeah. It's like, you know, when you have 3 days, it's not enough time to learn whether or not they like chocolate ice cream with their bananas Foster.
Kate looks at the list, and she goes, Polynesian birthday party. She's all furious.
And then so Kate is just like in a mood, justifiably, because she's, you know, Jen's doing nothing. Jen's just getting worse and worse and worse. And she's like, so, Jen, this is all the ironing you still haven't done. So if you're sneaking breaks, the crew notices and it makes them resent you. So stop doing
it. I will not be telling on you, but don't let it happen again. And Jen's like, laundry is a vicious cycle. She's like, don't break. Don't break, okay? Yeah. Do not take a break. The captain's still freaking out because they can't go anywhere, so he has to come up with all these extra plans. And he's like, Nico, we need a plan B in place. He's like, I have some in my backpack. I make Brianna take it every day.
Not the abortion pill, cockwalker.
Meanwhile, by the way, we should mention that Jen is still complaining. She's like, this laundry never ends. The cleaning never ends. I'm like, you are a stew. That is literally your job. Laundry does not end. It's like, what did you sign up for?
It's like people keep getting their clothes dirty again.
It's like people keep eating food on dishes and the dishes get dirty and then we have to clean them. It's like happens after every meal. It's crazy. So is Bueller okay?
I'm sorry for the barking, you guys. I don't even know who's out there. But he's just growling.
Yeah. He's angry at Jen.
Yeah, he's like, God damn it, do your laundry, you lazy.
So things are choppy. Nico goes out on a boat to do something. Who knows what? He's still trying to prove himself as a big man on campus.
Bruno's cleaning, and he's cleaning the interior. And he's like, I see this mess, and it is all interior. Come on, girls, pick it up. Like, Bruno made a couple of chocolate balls, and he's ready to take over the interior.
Yeah, seriously. So Nico's out on this boat and he like reaches down to do something, and like I like how they have like this footage from like the dock, and they darken everything and put like a highlight on Nico bending over. Not that it clarifies anything, because all we see is him bending over and he's like, oh gosh, all right, can someone help me, I need to go to the hospital. And to Bruno's credit, he just like jumps right in the water and goes to save Nico. I was like, oh, Bruno.
Yeah, he's sweet. Nico's like, jump in the water and get in the fucking boat. Can I take off my shirt now?
No, goddammit. Just get in the water.
So
just went this charter. Couldn't get any worse. I'm man down. I'm down in Boston, and the weather's a shit sandwich. I don't... His analogies are getting stranger and stranger and better and better.
So Nico talks to the captain. He's like, I was getting the line, and I hit my elbow here, and then I lost feeling in the whole thing. I can't move my fingers. And then he moves his fingers. I was like, wait a minute. And the captain's like, that sounds like someone hurt the funny bone. Okay, not so funny, is it?
All right.
But that was funny, right?
Might have chipped an elbow or something. Better go to the chipped elbow place or whatever. And Nico's like, I could have permanent nerve damage. It's like, okay, my left foot. Let's not rush to conclusions now.
My left deckhand. I like Kate circling over to Captain Lee going, hey, Captain, what just happened to Nico? And he, like, in her mind, she's saying, is this going to make up for the fact that he caused a panini fire last year? I just want to know if we're, like, paid up. Because if he has permanent nerve damage, then I'll stop holding that panini grudge. But if it's just a nothing, he still has to work to get my respect back. That panini fire was a problem.
So what happened with Nico? Did the black on his feet finally start to burn? So Kate is like, okay, Jen, I'm going to need you to iron really quickly because it's time to set the table. And then I'll give it to her while you're doing that. She's like, ugh, I'll be your slave. Yes, Jen. This is the exact same thing as slavery. Okay.
Yes. The same thing. Like doing the exact things that are on your job qualifications and getting paid for it. Yes. Jesus. Just like slavery.
Just like slavery. It's like slavery with a curling iron.
So EJ and Baker are hanging out. You know, his heart is breaking because he's going to have to say goodbye to his one true love. And he's his love language is saying things like this. Well, if you don't mind being late, I don't mind being late. It's like, whoa, this is getting hot and heavy.
What does Bruno say? Here's what I wrote down. I don't know, Brea man. I don't know what that means. I was trying to write as it sounds. I don't know, Brea man. I don't know what that means. But EJ's like,
did he
have a heart attack? What happened to him? Does anybody know what happened to Nico? Well, I know this. He drinks a lot of Red Bull. Okay, Red Bull shamer. Now it's going to be Nico's fault for drinking an energy drink. Come on.
Come on. So Nico comes back and he's in a cast because he does have a pinched nerve. And this gives Captain Lee a chance to try out yet another one of his Captain Lee assumptions. I'll let you do this one since I did the last one.
A one-handed deckhand is about as useful as a one-legged man at an ass-kicking contest.
I feel like a one-legged man at an ass-kicking contest could be useful. You can still hold the guy and just, like, kick.
Or you could just do it seated. I mean, there's ways to, like, you know, handicap it or whatever.
Yeah. Like, you could actually even, like, balance on your hands and do, like, a kick from that. Like, do, like, a headstand kick.
It's about as helpful as a goddamn toaster in the middle of a swimming pool.
He's about as helpful as a no-handed guy trying to shammy the salt off the windows.
He's about as helpful as a bread box in a basement on a yacht.
He's about as helpful as a pint full of chocolate ice cream on a banana's foster menu.
He's about as helpful as a moisturizer on a marble face made out of ice cream at Cold Stone.
He's about as helpful as a bag of Doritos when you're drowning in the middle of the Atlantic.
I can't even come up with any. I just put moisturizer on a cold cream, Cold Stone Creamery ice cream. Okay.
It's like a drawer full of spoons when all you need is a knife, if you know what I'm saying.
He's like
I would say it's ironic, but there's not a lot of ironing happening around here, huh?
He's about as helpful as a paperclip for the Ten Commandments.
So Bruno's like, you got that nerve screw up, right? I knew it was nerve.
I knew nerve. I tired now.
I knew it was nerve. So Nika's like, I've never been the one who's injured in my entire career. Like, to just bow out is horrible. So they show him in his glasses while he's just flicking through his phone.
Yeah, like the entire rest of the episode.
This is awesome.
Every 5 minutes on this show for the rest of the episode is Nico, like, reading his iPad or whatever, like, eating an apple, like, just under there. it was great. So now the guests are coming on board. We meet them. We meet the primaries are, like, fine. Even the restaurant owner is okay. But the real issue with this charter group is that there is a very persnickety gay named Charlie who is reminiscent of the persnickety gay earlier this season who also came with a restaurant owner. And this guy, Charlie, is complaining about everything because everyone comes on board and Captain Lee's like, well, the bad news is we're stuck at dock because it's real choppy and knots, etc. And so this guy, who's like not even the primary, okay, he's sitting there and he's like, Oh, wow, that really sucks. Well, at least it's sunny. That's one good thing. I'm like, one good thing? You're on a yacht. You're on a yacht.
Well, at least he's honest about extending his critiques to the weather. It's like, well, yeah. At least God did a nice job today. Let the sun out. Thanks a lot. I guess we're not going to be on the water, even though we're in a boat.
Yeah. This kind of sucks. I'm not going to lie. And the thing is, you could tell everyone was like, okay, sure, it's fine. Now we'll hang out on the yacht. And then he starts saying things like, this kind of sucks. And they're like, yeah, I guess it does kind of suck. Yeah. And I'm like, see, you're turning everyone negative.
The poor primary wife is trying to be so positive. Like, she's coming down the deck going, yeah. And then they get on the boat, and she's like, yeah! And then they go inside, and she's like, yeah! And then he's being so negative. And she, I think, is trying to overcompensate, but she can't. Because she's just yelling yes a lot. And he's, you know.
He's like, ugh, I mean, luxury accommodations where I got, like, waited on hand and foot, like, at all hours of the day. I mean,
this sucks.
It's okay, but it could be better.
He goes, this sucks. We have to stay here. Do we know about tomorrow? No, the water doesn't tell you. Okay? There's no water Twitter.
We're going to go page Al Roker to see if he can give you a personalized weather report.
The captain's like, look, this is a teaching moment, and I want to teach you something. It's called weather. Welcome aboard.
Meanwhile, Kate is still teaching Jen how to place silverware on the table. She's like, actually, let's not put it on the mat because the plates are large. Oh, I'm such a slave.
So Kate's giving the tour, and the wife is like, yeah! And the gay's like, do all the rims look like this? I'm like, oh my God. Okay, so let's see. I'm going to skip gay.
But then he's like, it's so funny for Az, like, ugh, he is about everything. When he sees Bruno, his heart goes a flutter. And he is like such an obvious flirt because he's like, oh my God, like, how do you open this door? Oh, is that how you open the door? Oh my God, I didn't even know how to open the door. I'm like, it's opening a door.
Like, no kidding. I hate when people flirt by acting like morons. Like, what?
I know.
And by the way, you opened the door. I'm so dumb. Know.
You're so strong. You really saved me, and you have beautiful eyes.
Well, and then Bruno. Oh, no. You are the one with beautiful eyes. Like, uh-oh. Wrong thing to say. But Bruno's nice. He's like, oh, they're sliding doors? Everybody does that the first time. And he's like, oh, I'm so glad you're here. Where are you from? Portugal.
Although, if the door didn't open, I would be from Argentina. It's really weird. Like, if you can't open this door, the boat goes in a different place.
It makes me tired thinking about it.
It's like parallel universe. I'm tired.
If you need anything else, when I'm not tired, let me know. And the gay's like, oh, I will. Trust me. And Bruno bends down to, like, tie a rope or something. And I was like, Bruno, now's not the time to bend down. Okay?
So then Bruno makes a cardinal mistake, which is he talks down to Kate. He goes over to – Kate's like in the kitchen in the galley, and she's already – you know, she's – every day she's going to war because she has Jen, which is a problem, and then she has these guests. And it's just – and then like a chef who is up and down. So she's in there doing whatever, and Bruno comes in and he's like, Kate, the guests are already complaining a lot. So, you know, if you need anything – just, like, communicate better. Like, communicate everything. I thought he was going to be like, if you need anything, I'm here to help. He's like, just make sure you really communicate it. And Kate gives him a look like...
Oh, my God. The look on Kate. She was like, do I kill need him? You to,
or... I need you to evaporate instantly, please. Thank you.
Well, why isn't it working? He's still there. Okay. Thank you.
She's like, okay. Thank and you. He's like, mm-hmm. He gave her a whole speech. Like, yeah. This is challenge for us and them and also us. She's like, why is it a challenge? They already complained. You should have seen the guy at the door. It's like, oh, God. So she's just gives him that evil look. And then she's like, I think Bruno is confused. If you want to be a stewardess, go clean some toilets and then we'll talk. Okay. Also, tell me where Jen is and let me know if she's found the door to the Underground Railroad entrance. Okay.
When I inform you about the things that I need, should I do that before or after you're prematurely wringing out your shirt that doesn't need to be wringed out? Just tell me anytime.
Thank you for communicating. I'm tired. There, I communicated.
Hello, this is Bruno. I'm not here right now because I'm tired and I'm sniffling in bathroom. Bye.
Matt, guests are at a table. They're at the table, Matt. And he's like, God, being a chef,
when we're not leaving the dock is a ton of pressure. Like, normally we'd have a relationship right now. Like, shut up. So it's jerk mahi mahi and clown music. And the wife is like, yeah! And Kate goes, it's hard to tell if they're nice or fake because they're from Los Angeles.
So in an effort to raise everyone's spirits, EJ is like, well, good news, even though we can't go out on the ocean, like, well, we can't take the boat out on the ocean, we can still get the water toys out so we can, like, do jet skis and all this stuff and all that stuff, which is honestly great. That's all they need. Like, who cares if they're actually on the water or at the dock if they still get the water sports they want? So everyone's like, yay. But then the gay is like, well, we'll make the most of it. It's not ideal, but whatever. I mean, what would you prefer, sir? You want to be on a jet ski, like, farther away from the port? Or do you want to be close to the port where it's still beautiful? What do you want?
It's not helping that EJ's talking like a dad. He's like, guys, I know it's bad, but look, we're still at the Grand Canyon. There's a hoverboard, like Back to the Future. It's really fun. We have ribs. What do you guys want to do? What a fun day. It's like, shut up, dad, okay? This sucks. It's a bowling alley. This is not a vacation.
Yeah. So then they're gonna go out on the rib. I think it's called the rib or the jib, whatever it's called. They're gonna go out on the little boat, and they're gonna go out to the beach and set up like a mini picnic. And Bruno's like, I don't want a stool because the girls on this boat don't know what they're doing. They have no pride. They're not like Carnival Cruise Line. And so I'll show the girls how to do their job.
Will someone be Kathy Lee?
She's great.
If they could see me now. Oh my God, those Kathy Lee commercials on Carnival.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when Carnival, like, got everybody on it got sick at one time.
Yeah.
And they were all barfing off the side of the boat. It's like, great commercial, Kathy Lee.
Yeah. So Kate offers a stew for this beach thing, and Bro's like, no, I think we got it. And she's like, She's just like filing it in her inner Kate filing cabinet to bring out.
Do you have Clicquot rosé? She's like, So beach food, and the gay's like, let's give it up for Bruno. Literally, he delivers. Well, I hope literally, but like, well, time will tell, right, Bruno? Wink.
Bruno, how did you do that? How did you like fold that prosciutto? So you just like put it on the plate just like that? Oh my God, I've never seen anything like that, Bruno. You are so good.
2 weeks in a row now, we've had the older people being sassy with the younger people, and I think they're doing it to look younger. Like, look at me, I'm still sexually active. Yeah, it makes you look older. Okay,
we're actually doing the wrong gay voice for him. We're doing like best voice, and he was more like this one, Bruno. Doesn't matter. I like the old one better.
The only thing I remember about him in real life is that whenever he talked to Bruno, he kept winking, and it was really gross. It was like, hey, it's Bruno, wink. Literally, wink. He delivers wink, wink. I hope.
It's fine, I guess. I mean, I'm only here on a beach picnic being waited on by, like, a gorgeous man. Fine, I guess.
Is Bruno gone? All right, let's keep bitching. What is this? Like, ketchup in a bottle? Like, who does that? Put it in a bowl. So Kate comes back from, I guess, getting stuff for the party, and she's like, where is everybody? I thought they were just going jet skiing. And the chef's like, salmon. Nico's still sleeping, reading his phone. Why am I writing all this down? Seriously.
I don't know. So basically, there's gonna be like an 80s party tonight, and Matt's making salmon, which is important to know. And Kate is like, you know, I'm all for costume parties, but like an 80s party, like really, like crimpers have no place on a yacht. I would argue they have no place anywhere, to be personally honest. But they're up in the galley, so the guests are now back on the boat and getting into costume. And Bruno is in the galley, and he's like squawking about EJ. He's like, you know EJ? He's like funny, he's Canadian and stuff, but he's going to some place called Fort Lauderdale. And even Jen is like, Bruno, shh, you're talking so loud. He's like, what's the problem? He's like, because we're in service. Honey, it's service. He's like, honey, I know service.
Oh, like, Bruno.
Mm-hmm. He's getting all cruise line cocky.
The flower blooms. So Jen runs, of course, right to Kate, which I loved because she's in her 80s headband or whatever, like her scarf. And she's like, Bruno
just said right now, like, I told him to be quiet because he's yelling. And then he told me he knows service. And he was like, blah.
Like how Jen tells the story is so, you know, huge. And Kate goes,
let him shine and do things he loves, okay? She's like, okay.
Yeah. So everyone gets in costume. It's dinner time. A shrimp salad with snow peas comes out, which looks lovely. And then the controversial moment, salmon, Dijon salmon, which Matt was making, by the way, because the primary's wife really likes salmon. So then the restaurant lady, who is drunk now, this woman, Eden, who lives here in L.A., she's drunk. She's in a crazy wig. And she's like, why would you do two pieces of fish in one day? Like, why?
I don't want mahi-mahi and then salmon and then shrimp. I mean, why?
Also, it's horrible to see Mrs. Roper be mean. Because she's wearing a Mrs. Roper wig and she's older. And I have good memories of Roper, okay? Leave her alone, bitch.
Also, you're in the Caribbean. It's like not like crazy to have three different fish dishes. I mean, I get it. Like, he could have done some variety. It would have been nice. But honestly, I would not have been mad with that entire lineup.
Honestly, shut up, Roper.
Honestly, shut up.
And
honestly,
the wife is like, Kate, well, Kate's he's serving like, fish because we're on the sea. And then the gay's like, but we're not on the sea. That's the point. We're on land. I'm like, no, Kate's, you're not. You're not on land either. You're still in the water, jerk.
And Kate's voice goes up to that upper register, which says that I hate you, where she's like, oh, well, you know what? Don't be sorry. I'm sure we can accommodate you. And then the lady's like, I'm not even hungry anymore. Meanwhile, she's chewing food the rest of the episode.
Yes. That's my favorite part of Kate's register. Her soprano, I hate you, but I'm being nice voice because I have to.
Yes.
I'm sure we can accommodate you somehow.
I think the 80s party sounds like a great idea.
I have some rat poison downstairs. Would you like to try it?
So the chef finally breaks. He's like, those motherfucking guests.
Yeah.
And he's like, how are they, Kate? And she's like, well, with themselves, they're very pleased. With life, I don't think they're happy.
She's so funny. So now it's like, you know, it's nighttime. Now they're like, it's the party time, whatever. They're playing some game or parties, whatever. Bruno shows up shirtless, so the gay is super happy. And nothing really happens beyond there. So we go to the next morning. And,
but they play porn music anyway. It's like bedtime. They're like, everybody's going to bed. And you see shots of everybody going to bed. And it's like, burr, 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 jing, jing, jing. It's like, why are you... Stop trying to make this more interesting with your music, okay? Nothing happened.
Yeah, exactly. So then the next morning, Bree brings Nico some breakfast. And Captain Lee's like, wow, I guess I need to get some nerve damage to get some treatment like this, huh? Good luck in the ass-kicking contest.
The captain loves Bree.
It's like, well, I guess I better hurt my elbow chipper there to have someone open the goddamn Cheerios box for me. That would be great. Ha, cutie.
So Captain Lee does something hilarious, which is he knows these guests are going to complain about not going out on the water a second day because it's super choppy. So he asks if anyone wants to come along with him on the tender or the speedboat or whatever that thing is, to test the waters. And they're like, yeah, sure, that sounds like fun. It's like, yeah, it'll be all right. You'll enjoy it. And it's his way of being like, I'm going to get these fuckers now. And they go through the choppy water and he makes sure they get splashed with so much.
This was so good.
They always think you're lying to them, so I'm going to give them the ride of their life. God damn it.
Yeah. And they're getting soaked, and they're like, oh my God, we're going to die, Jesus.
And he's like, you see, those waves look so nice, and those are just the small ones.
And the primary's like, well, I guess the joke's on us. Yes, it is, bitch. So sit down and shut up.
It was the equivalent of the Property Brothers taking a couple to a gorgeous house and then being like, yes, we'll take it. We're like, well, guess what? This is what it actually costs. $2 million.
Yes, the reality is you cannot afford a hovering yacht. Okay, yeah. Jerks.
So now they're like ready for breakfast and like, hey, Jen, could we just get like a chai latte and then like a regular latte? She's like, sure thing. And it's like 10:42. And then downstairs, Kate's doing laundry, she's making beds, she's cleaning walls, and they're, like, still showing, you know, Jen opening up a sugar packet. It's like, 10:56, 11:08, 11:20.
She's, like, trying to call a delivery store on an orange.
Yeah.
So the gay is telling fascinating stories upstairs. He's like, I had a dream that I married Bruno in Portugal. So the guys come back and they're like, oh my God, the waves were crazy. And he's like, well, how crazy? Because they could have been better. It's like, shut up, gay.
So upstairs, they're still waiting for their coffee. And now they're sitting around the breakfast table. And they're like, well, Kate, you can get the Kate will get us our coffee. And Kate's like, I can see it being made right now. It'll be out right 1 second. And Kate goes out. And she's like, Jen, I don't care what is in that cup. Just get it out right now. Jen's like, hold on. I have to add more coffee because I forgot to put coffee in the coffee.
So Kate brings all the sugar and stuff upstairs to make it make them think it's coming. And she goes, oh, guys, you know, when you get that coffee after you have it, we're going to have so much fun. We're going to go shopping. Where we book stuff, man-made reef, sunken helicopter. Oh, she's like, I fucking hate you people. And I hate Jen. My head's going to explode.
Yeah, meanwhile, Nico is still in bed. And he's like, I'm pissed off. I'm grumpy. It sucks. I'm like, kind of sounds like you every day, Nico.
He goes, well, I guess now it's EJ's deck. It was given to EJ like 3 weeks ago, buddy. So the captain calls a meeting with Kate and EJ, and he's like, all right, guys, this sucks. That gay guy is about to rape Bruno. Like, we got to do something between tomorrow and or between now and tomorrow at noon. What are we going to do? And the chef's like, how about a luau party? And Kate's like, how about hula dancers? And the chef's like, how about salmon? No. How about fireworks? How about salmon again? No.
He's like, how about turkey and Hawaiian punch? We could do better. So either way, they settle on luau. And so Matt is like struggling once again. He's like, oh, never have I done a luau. And at this moment, I just don't feel like myself. I have an ex who hates me. And I have these three-day charters. And turns out chocolate doesn't go with bananas, Foster. I just don't feel like myself. What's a luau anyway? Is it for someone named Lou who's hurt? Lou, ow, Lou, ow.
Oh, it didn't hurt. I was drunk.
Like, it, honestly, like, if the preference sheet does not ask for a Caesar salad, he falls into an existential crisis.
He's like, I feel like the world's biggest punching bag. Punch would be good. That's your first good idea.
Yeah, that's good.
Today.
Yeah, like, yeah, there we go.
So he's like, hey, Jen. They want a luau party, but I'd never been to Hawaii. So, God, do you have any advice? Like, oh, my God, you're really screwed if you're asking Jen. And yeah. She's like, well, how about those flowers that are like a necklace? And you're like, how are those staying together? I'm like, thanks. You're really helpful.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, just go onto Pinterest and find a recipe for Kalua pork, you know, or Kailua or whatever that. You know, that's like the famous pork. It's really good.
So while nothing's happening, Jen starts eating mussels for dinner. She gets her break, and she's eating mussels very slowly and asking questions to lame banjo music, like, what do you like? What's your favorite color? Whatever.
Yeah, so, because, by the way, I just want to point out just a little context to this. Before Kate left to go to the shore while they are, like, playing around in the ocean and stuff, she told Jen and Bree, okay, you guys clean the master, clean the bathrooms, do this and this, whatever. And then you can like sort of chill out. And then when they come back, we're going to be like crazy. And then we'll discuss like 2 hour breaks. So it's like, great. So Bree gets to work. And then it's like, guess what? It's lunchtime. So now, as you were saying, Jen sits down with a bowl of mussels and then just starts eating and eating and eating and eating.
And Bree comes down and she's like, could you do that twin bed? She's like, yeah, later, eating, break. I mean, I'm not a slave, or am I? I'm like, yeah, all those slave dinners of mussels, you idiot. So
Bree, it's been slowly, like an hour, by the way. They have timestamps. Jen is eating for like an hour, these mussels.
And if they didn't have timestamps, you could see it on Nico's face because he's so bored. He's like, it's been an hour. And Bree's like, well, could you maybe calm Jen? And Jen's like, I sense anger with her.
Really?
She's like, I'm not lounging. I'm eating. I've been eating for 20 minutes. I'm eating food. I'm entitled to eat food, okay? I eat food, not smoothies. I was like, is that a Bruno burn? Because he's not even here.
If I were Bree, I would be so furious. Because Bree was working, and I mean, it was an hour. She was supposed to be just sitting there and eat it for like 10 minutes. And mussels are not, they do not take a long time to eat.
They're like little
babies. She had a tiny bowl. I also like the way Nico was sadly scooping mussels onto his plate. Like, nerve damage, mussels.
He's like, they just showed him scraping them. This sucks, bro.
Yeah, he was just like slowly scraping them out of the thing. And by the way, that was a ton of mussels. I got so hungry. I am so hungry.
Well, I love Jen's tell-off because she just starts going into tell-off mode. She's like, I'm going to eat food and you're going to shut up. Why do you have so much aggression? I'm eating my food, sweetheart. And Bree's like, okay, sweetheart. She's like, what? Want to talk? She's like, nothing to say.
And why, by the way, why did Matt not ask Bree about luau's? Because Bree actually lives on Kauai.
Yeah, Bree knows a chord on a fucking tiny banjo. Get okay? Like, nothing says Hawaii like that.
Did Brie play her ukulele at this luau? I don't remember. It was a major oversight. Or maybe just didn't make it into the show.
She was playing the dramatic music during this scene, because it was like a one-chord banjo going like brung, 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 yeah. brung.
So Bruno's making a cake for the guests, and Baker and EJ are enjoying a little boat ride back from the afternoon activities. So, like, things are happening.
The chef's like, what the hell is Bruno doing making a cake? He's a deckhand. What the hell?
Lee, Captain Lee, yeah.
Yeah. What did I say?
Yeah. You said the chef.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Shameful. So Kate is back now after an afternoon of activities. And guess what? Like, nothing. The laundry's not done. This is not done. That's not done. And she is mad. And she, we later learn, is hangry.
Yes. And Brie comes in. She's like, hi, Kate. The laundry's up to speed. And she's like, no, it's not. And I would like the sheets ironed. She's like, she's pissed at the wrong stew. She's like, I'm very upset. Which, when Kate just states her feelings like that, you know she's pissed. Like, yes. It's not even hidden behind a joke. It's just like, I'm very upset.
Normally, I like to allude to my feelings, so if I have to explicitly state them, that's a problem.
Terrorist warning orange.
So now Kate is like, you know, Kate is trying to get to the bottom of why, after 5 hours, nothing is finished. So first she talks to Jen, and she's like, so tell me about what happened. Jen's like, well, there was a big fight because I was having lunch, and then Brie walked in, and she was on a rampage, and Brie was like, Jen, what are you doing? Why are you eating? What's wrong with you, Jen?
And then,
like,
she picked up a chair and she threw it at my face and it hurt and I was dying. I was bleeding on the ground. And then she was like, Jen, you're a pussy. No one likes you. Yeah, I mean, that's not fair. Like, I deserve a break.
And then I had to go to a clinic and I had nerve damage in my elbow and I pinched a nerve and I had to spend the whole day networking and I'm grumpy. Like, no, Jen, you're stealing Nico's storyline now. Jen.
Brianna refused to let me open the Cheerios box and it was really hard. It's like she's trying to stop me from eating.
That is the captain's storyline, okay? Stop stealing storylines, Jen.
Kate sees all the way through it. She knows that Jen is lying to her, and she's just getting angrier and angrier.
She goes, here's two things I know about Jen. She likes breaks, and she's competitive with Brie, and she's lying to my face right now. Dun, dun, dun. So the captain's like, Bruno, could you get up here and help Kate? And he's like, well, I'm getting dressed, so should I get dressed or should I go? What should I do? I'm like, oh my God, Diva Bruno, I'm loving it. Where have you been?
Yeah, I love it. I love Diva Bruno.
Welcome to Six Stars Yacht, where everything is fuck up. How could the boat be empty all day and nothing is done?
Yeah. He's like, these look terrible. Nothing was done for tonight. What's up with that?
Yeah, and the chef goes, well, the guests seem happy. And he goes, I'm not. Okay.
So Brie checks in on, whoa, something is falling over. It's probably the moving truck. Brie falls over, not Brie. Brie checks in on Nico. And he's like, so Brie, I was thinking that tomorrow we could like sneak off to a hotel tomorrow night, you know, go to a hotel. And she's like, yeah, that sounds good. You know, like we can go to a hotel. Yeah, we can go to a hotel. I was like, yes, Nico, we get it. You're going to a hotel.
Are you trying to make her do the orbits or what? He's like, you pay for it. So let's see. Then Kate goes to Brie and she's like, what happened? And Brie's like, I had to get her to get up and then I told her, but she didn't come back up. That's it. And Kate's like, okay. That sounds like a normal day. So Jen and Brie are in the kitchen and Jen's like, where's the buffet? And she's like, well, it's family style, so we're going to serve it. Just follow me and do what I do. And Jen's like,
And then Jen's like being all passive aggressive. And they're like, oh, what's this? She's like, well, Brie has this set up, so I'm really not sure what's going on. I'm like, you know, it's like mashed potatoes. Okay, just say they're mashed potatoes.
Yeah, she's like, Brianna just gave me this plate and a big fork. Like, I'm supposed to know what to do. So I guess I'll wait for her to explain it to me.
And then Bruno also serves food and Charlie is like, yay, Bruno, oh my God, the way you just scoop those peas out of there, oh my God, I didn't even know you could use a spoon like that. That's amazing.
And Bruno's like, I will lay it down. And he's like, yeah, Bruno, get laid.
So Kate's like, I'm very angry, but the one thing that will bring me pleasure is humiliating Bruno. So when Bruno walks back into the galley, she's like, Bruno, how are you feeling about this evening? He's like, I'm ready for cake. No, but, like, how are you feeling about everything? Well, the buffet outside, it was basically terrible. There's, like, nothing set up. Okay. Will you please go tell Captain Lee everything you've done you would have done differently? Because he'd like to know. Thanks.
He's like, oh, tired. So the captain upstairs, when he gets there, he's shirtless and dressed in this Hawaiian, like, king outfit with the turban and everything. And there's these luau girls. And Bruno's like, oh, my God, respect. Respect.
Oh, my God. Cultural appropriation makes me tired.
And he's like, how do I look, Kate? And she goes, you look amazing. He's like, thanks. And she goes, that's what more stripes gets you, Bruno. No matter what they say, you say they nailed it. Right, Bruno? And he's like, oh, Bruno learned a lesson.
Bruno. Bruno go to the toilet to sniffle.
I have learned. Thank you for the college, Kate. And Kate's like, I remember when I was green and I thought I knew everything. I was an idiot. Huh?
You hear that, Bruno? So now the luau starts and Lee comes down there and he's like, I'm Don Ho's brother named S. And welcome to my crazy... Yeah, ass-ho.
Oh, got it? I get it. I had to say it out loud before I got it.
He's saying stuff and like, I didn't want to be like all PC and everything, but I was like, this feels slightly problematic. I don't know. I'm just going to turn a blind eye to this. I don't know how I feel about this. Like on the one hand, luau's have become so like... You know, they're so generic at this point, but there's something about Captain Lee making all these, like, Hawaiian jokes. And, like, a white guy dressed in, like, tribal thing. I was like, EJ, like, ah!
EJ, come on, this is fun, guys. I declare this Jason Swing Day. Not you, gay. Stop complaining. He's like, ah, yes. So the captain's like, look, I'm right outside my comfort zone, okay? Normally, my comfort zone is sockless tennis shoes. Leaning back on something while I complain about tiny boats that are trying to block my way. But my dimples are hard, and that's fun. So, you know, you got to do it. That's what it is when you're a yachty.
So basically, everyone loves the luau. Everyone's happier with the food. And Kate calls Jen up to clear the table, and she is, like, in no mood. And she's like, Jen, guess who did not have lunch? Me. Okay, and neither did Brie. So you're gonna clean this table, okay? I'm not in any mood. I am actually you're forcing me to be visibly angry right now, okay?
I am sticky noting this so that everything I said is on the record of sticky notes, okay? And Kate's like, I've been nice to her, and now it's just time for good old fashioned work. You better work. And Bruno has learned his lesson. He's like, I am impressed. I know nothing about the surprise party. Gate knows lots of things. It's like, oh, hugs. You went from, like, bitch to angel again in one episode.
Yeah, and basically it ends with Kate telling Jen, okay, you're gonna do these dishes, and Bree's gonna be on late, and I'm gonna be on early, and, like, you're gonna be staying up late. And so Kate goes to sleep, and Jen's like, I just find out at this hour that I have to stay up and do dishes before I go to bed. It's like, yeah, it's your job. It's your job. You're the lowest ranking stew, okay? You have to do the dishes. You do the dishes. We all do dishes. You know what I did this morning, Jen? Dishes.
To be fair, her autobiography could be called Roots. It ends with Jen going, miserable bitch, fucking piece of shit. Which, you know that you're mic'd, right? And that you can get your ass kicked after the fact. Right, Jen?
Yeah. Oh, well. And that was basically an episode of Below Deck. Normally we do Crappin's Mailbag on Fridays. But you know what? We are exhausted from... a week that never seemed. We had all of last week, and then we went to San Francisco and this week, so we are exhausted, and we're also headed to Mexico, so we're gonna call this one short today and just wrap it up, and we'll bring Mailbag back next week. And apologies to those who are eager to have their questions read. We're sorry.
We'll do an extra long one next week, y'all. Thank you for being with us. This has been a really fun week.
Absolutely.
We love you.
Thanks,
guys.
Everyone. Have a great weekend, and we'll be back next week. Bye.
We'll see you later, Ro.